Project Healing Waters is a program where volunteers teach fly fishing as part of therapy at veterans' hospitals all over the United States. Wounded warriors learn to tie intricate fly patterns on small hooks and learn casting skills at Buffalo and Batavia Veterans Hospitals. During the spring and summer season, it's time to hit the rivers and streams in search of the elusive trout. Teresa Perry was injured in the war in Afghanistan. As a female veteran of war, she enjoyed such a trip in Montana and was a guest on Fly Fishing the World.
I got started at the VA in Maine, at Togus VA, and I started in like February. They started with fly tying classes and stuff like that. The program helps keep me grounded, and it's great to be out in nature where you can think and just let go. When you're on a boat and nobody knows that you're disabled, you know, you're just sitting there fly fishing. So that's kind of good, too. It's a great program. It's helped me get back into fly fishing.
Here in Western New York, there are three Project Healing Waters active programs, Canandaigua, Batavia, and in Buffalo at the Veterans Administration Hospital. That's where we caught up with Pam Kasnowski. She's the Director of Recreational Therapy at Buffalo's VA.
Fly fishing has been extremely beneficial for our veterans. They have enjoyed it from month to month, week to week. It brings them back to nature in a lot of ways. When they're tying the flies, it's very person-centered. It's really quiet. They're able to concentrate on what they're doing. And it's something that when they end the session, it's very rewarding because they have a few ties that they've, you know, tied, and they're very proud of it.
At a recent Project Healing Waters session at the VA hospital in Batavia, Vietnam veteran John Tinty is a graduate of the program and now volunteers.
It saved my life.
Tinty has been with the project for 5 years, a program that didn't exist when he returned home from Vietnam.
The healing qualities is unbelievable. I mean, you start out learning how to tie a fly, and then you progress from there, as I have, to the point to where you catch a fish with that fly you built. And it's a great feeling.
With the end of the Iraq War and our continued presence in Afghanistan, Pam Kasnowski says we can expect many more warriors to come into the Project Healing Waters program.
Do you expect an influx of new people coming into the VA system?
We're constantly getting new enrollees, you know, from, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, and they're coming in to Batavia and Buffalo. In Batavia, they're able to twice a month tie flies, and of course, by all means, I hope we're going to continue with the program and be able to, you know, bring these benefits to the veterans who are returning.
Dave Bowman of Buffalo is also a veteran. He teaches casting and fly tying. Bowman witnesses the positive effects of the program as vets deal with the emotional scars of war.
I see it helping them whenever it gets their mind off their troubles. It gives them a day of relaxation and puts a smile on their face, which enlightens my heart to see it doing something that actually helps somebody. And they seem to really enjoy it, and they just seem to can't get enough, and they are so appreciative that it just breaks your heart to see them smile like this.
Project Healing Waters has become a real grounding experience for me.
Paul Campbell is a Marine veteran from the Vietnam era.
Something that is easy to focus on, and it doesn't, it's not intrusive in my thoughts, and it's very healing. And as everybody knows, it's around water, and it's around nature, you know, and it's around good, caring people who sincerely extend themselves to veterans who are recovering from one or more different maladies, PTSD being the reason I got involved in the first place. I just can't speak highly enough of the program and all the benefits of the program.
Healing Waters, the place our heroes go to cast away their pain.
Project Healing Waters now serves 119 VA hospitals across the United States. Ray Marks, WBFO News.
Face their destiny.